This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Bisexuality. The best of both worlds. Triple bypass on Joy 94.9.
That's right, that was Bi by Living Colour. Can you sense the theme here? This is Triple Bypass. I'm Ruby.
I'm Christina.
And I'm James.
And we're here on Joy 94.9. On your Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Will you be our Valentine?
I think you can be our Valentine's no matter what gender you are.
Exactly.
We're down for it. Yeah. We're cool like that.
We go both ways. And other ways.
We go many ways.
So many ways.
So many ways. There's no end to the ways.
Infinite possibilities.
Of ways.
Well, absolutely. Just never know which way we're going to go next.
Mysterious ways.
Now, it is very exciting. I think Valentine's Day is always an interesting day. I think people love it, they don't care about it, or they deeply loathe it. You know, there is like that kind of broad spectrum. I haven't met many people who are hardcore Valentine's Day fans for a while. Not since high school, we're just sending each other roses anonymously. People were always excited by that because, you know, it was kind of like, you know, getting a like on your Facebook page. You're like, yes.
Somebody likes
gratification.
Oh, it's funny. I sort of felt like I had to do Valentine's Day properly because my wife's birthday is the day after Valentine's Day.
Ah, so is my ex-boyfriend.
And I felt like, well, I have to do it properly because, you know, her scummy ex who we don't like to talk about, you know, he'd always just observe them with one thing. And I was like, no, I'm going to do both of them and be better than the scummy ex. And that lasted a few years. But we've been together 20 years now and we're over that now.
Yeah. Well, I never used to celebrate Valentine's Day, really. I mean, you know, ex-partners would go out for dinner and, you know, we'd give each other cards and maybe flowers. But then when I met my wife, it was kind of like, no, we're going to celebrate it. I'm like, oh, okay. This is nice.
It's happening. It's happening right now.
And I must admit, like our first Valentine's together, like I organised a hotel room and like spread it full of rose petals and, you know, and surprised her. And I actually felt really, really nice to be able to do something because I am quite a romantic, to be able to do something like that and have it appreciated and then having great sex afterwards. But, you know, it was kind of like I see the appeal to this now. I would hate for my relationship to be encumbered upon it. Mm. I used to work for a florist delivery service and Valentine's Day was the worst 12 to 14-hour day of the year.
It's kind of like being in retail on Boxing Day.
Oh,
yeah. just imagine that most of the bouquets, they should have a card on them that says, sorry about the other 364.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the amount of customers that would call up because, I mean, as you can imagine, it's a massive day for florists. The amount of customers that would call up at 5 in the afternoon saying, my flowers haven't arrived yet, and having to, like, patiently explain to them, this is a massive day for flowers and for flower delivery. You don't know what trouble I'm going to get into with this, la, la, la. And I couldn't help myself one year. Funnily enough, it was the last year I worked there. I said, honestly, mate, if your relationship falls upon whether you get flowers to your wife on time, I'd be rethinking the relationship.
See, I always think, like, I think the best ad for a florist I ever saw was, like, you know, how angry is she on a scale of 1 to, and then they had a huge bouquet at the end. And actually just recently a friend of mine posted on Facebook, she lives in Malaysia, and she took a photograph of like one of the little stores that's set up outside the train stations and all these men frantically buying cards and cheap sweets and stuff. And I guess like I feel like that is one of, you know, that is one of the more cynical views that comes out around Valentine's Day. There's this kind of like this expectation and guys particularly, like, you know, I've seen this played out so many times on so many movies and television shows. Like, you know, the guys are like, oh, she said I don't need it. Like, we're not going to do anything. And his friends are like, oh, you poor. And so there's like the last minute dash to get things organized.
Yeah.
And, well, I do like to think, you know, women also do things for their partners now on Valentine's Day. Never mind. Hold on a second. We've just had a message alert. Sorry. We just got a donation from Joe and Hawthorne. $50.
Hey!
Ooh, that's 10 entries to the Mardi Gras
that
competition.
That is 10, yes.
That's right. That's right, guys. You can still donate. Any donation, $5 or more, puts you in the running to win an all-expenses-paid trip to Mardi Gras in Sydney, where it's happening. There's some really cool stuff going on.
And the more you donate, the more entries you get into the competition.
Yeah, exactly.
And Mardi Gras is fun. I went last year. I marched last year.
Well, yeah.
It is awesome.
It looks pretty fun.
It's really.
This is actually, for the first year, they're going to be having a Curry Gras. So,
yeah.
So basically Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are doing a showcase. And I did a bit of a coverage on it on my show last night on The Informer. And it's the first time and it's covering basically, but it's not the first time because this whole showcase came about because a man did a research project where he basically looked for evidence of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander participation in Mardi Gras, like the history of it, and found that he thinks he can document it as far back as 1985, but thinks it was further. Mm. Which is, you know, only about 9 years after Mardi Gras started in Australia. So pretty cool black history.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah. So you can go and check that out if you donate, and you can do that by checking out the Joy website at joy.org.au. And speaking of websites and general connection, you can message us. You haven't got to donate to do that. You can just do that for free. Okay. And you can text us on 0427-JOY-949, which is 0427-569-949. You can email us at onair@joy.org.au. And you can check us out on Facebook at Triple Bypass on Joy. And we have Twitter now.
It's just launched today, and that's at Triple Bypass on Twitter. So
yeah, it's not hard.
You can tweet us and
tell us what you'd like to hear on the show, or what you're doing for Valentine's Day, or what you're doing in like reaction to Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. If you're doing nothing, unfortunately, you know, the day does kind of, you can't really avoid it.
No,
it's one of those things. I think it's like, you know, grand final day and Christmas. Like, no matter how much you, even if you're just not at all interested, it's just in your face.
It's all around us. It's everywhere we go.
The funny thing is how often people who don't celebrate it realize it's Valentine's Day only because they try to go out to dinner. They go, I'm just going to go to my favorite restaurant. I never need to make a booking. What the hell is going on?
Yeah. Well, I think it's if you're not in a relationship, it is difficult. You know, there's no reason why you'd remember because you're just like, you get up and there aren't reminders until you go outside and you see a sign or someone's like, I'm going out for dinner with my girlfriend Valentine's Day. You're just like, oh, that's right. That's a thing that's happening now.
Or you just open up Facebook and there are all these
people. Would you like to send a card? Would you like to send an emoticon?
Send a card? Yeah. And I've got my feed is kind of full of, I'm alone on Valentine's Day and it's terrible. The one's going, F you, Valentine's Day, I don't need you. Others going, happy Valentine's, boo. It's just this conglomeration and cacophony of different responses to Valentine's Day, which always just makes me smile.
I got mine out of the way yesterday. I got a reminder from Facebook that 5 years ago I posted an image I'd taken from George Takei, which was of a silhouette of a person holding a gun pointed at Cupid saying, don't fucking touch me. So I recycled that one for this year. And yeah, look, it's great. I just think Valentine's Day is kind of like, if you're single, it can be a bit like musical chairs where suddenly it's that moment where the music stops and you look around being like, oh, everyone's sitting down. I'm still just here. Oh,
standing in the middle of the floor.
Better luck next time, I guess.
Well, do you want to know where Valentine's Day comes from?
You know I do, but I think we might have to wait until after the break for that.
We're going to have to wait until after the break.
Suspense.
Dun, dun, dun. I guess you should keep listening to Triple Bypass on Joy. Please do stay in touch. We'll be right back after these messages and a song. You're on Joy.
We're totally bent for your listening pleasure. Joy 94.9.
So bent. That was Are You She by Peaches. This is Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. Joy's show for bisexuals, by bisexuals, including myself. I'm Ruby.
I'm Christina.
And I'm James.
They're both bisexual.
Yes.
I totally am.
Totally bi.
And during that break, we did get some messages. So first one, this is from Nathan. Violets are blue and so is the sky. I like a few genders. I must be bi. Happy V-Day, Triple Bypass. Nathan, best Valentine's Day ever.
It's so good.
And the next one we had, which is from someone who signs off as a concerned citizen. I'm sick of people hating on Valentine's Day. We don't have to be in a relationship to tell people in our life that we love them. It's not just for couples. Use it as a day to spread love instead of being miserable and hating on the world. There is enough of that. Mm. Christina, love you on the show. I tune in to hear you each week. You rock, concerned citizen.
Aww,
don't tell me what to do. No, but seriously. Well, that's the point. Though I would say that, well, you know, obviously Valentine's Day is a day to show your love for people. It is a couple's day. Like, I agree with that. Mm. But as far as the way it is marketed, as far as what are the options are for celebrating, going out for dinner, people generally do that in groups. And again, I have no issues with being single. I just feel Valentine's Day makes me feel like I should have issues for being single.
Mm-hmm. I think, you know, James and I were talking about this previous to coming on tonight, that I used to be very anti-Valentine's Day because of the whole commercialization of love and this, you know, and again, the heteronormative thing of like, today's the perfect day to propose to your girl and rah, 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 rah.
If you can get married.
If you could get married.
One day.
But I find, like, the older I've gotten, the kind of more I'm not willing to be so cynical and can completely understand, because I have been single many, many times on Valentine's Day and kind of done that kind of like, oh, stop making me feel like I should be in a partnership. Ugh. It's kind of, yeah, if a day celebrates love, even if it is romantic love, then I'm all for it.
Mm.
And I'm really of the opinion that you take what you can out of any situation, especially when you get to my age and you just go, there's so much to hate in this world.
Save the hate for the things that really need
exactly.
it.
Exactly. So I'm just like, yeah.
There's only so much hate to go around.
Well, you know, I only have a small, cold, hard heart. I've got to put some love in there somewhere.
I think it's kind of like any holiday. If people don't want to celebrate it.
Yeah, they shouldn't have to. Yeah. Exactly.
Though that being said, I am very curious to hear what we were talking about just before we went on break. What is the origins?
Yes.
Who is this Valentine's Cupid person?
Well, the day itself, the 14th of February, I can never say that.
February.
It's like Wednesday. the day of mass-produced love has its origins in the festival Lupercalia, which is an ancient pagan, possibly pre-Roman festival of fertility. Or as some white right-wing Christian fundamentalists like to call, the Festival of Sexual License.
Is that the one in Julius Caesar where someone was running around hitting people with a leather thong?
Yeah. It's involving the twin founders of the city Rome, which is Romulus and Remus, who were raised by the she-wolf. So the ritual of Lupercalia, or Valentine's Day, included the sacrifice of a goat and a dog, the killing of a herd animal and a herd defender, presumably echoing the feral days of living in the Lupercal, which was the twins were living cave with the Luper meaning wolf. Mm. There were two young men representing the twins, who then led...
No, not gay. Take it back. I'm reeling it back in.
Who then led the Lupercai, which is a gaggle of priests formed for this particular ritual, down the street, thwacking women, men and children with bits of dead goat in an attempt to cleanse out the bad juju of the previous year and promote fertility.
Bad juju.
Yeah, and apparently women who really wanted to have children and hadn't been having any luck would actually stand up there deliberately to get hit.
Yeah, to get thwacked with bits of dead goat.
I'm pretty sure at one point, like, Caesar asked Mark Anthony to whack his wife because she wasn't getting pregnant.
I think there was something to do with that. So that all happens on the 15th of February. So that's the Festival of Lupercalia. And
so get your thongs now.
That's
get
right.
ready to whack.
That's right. Get that dead goat out. The 14th of February is the eve of Lupercalia and is the day of love lotteries, as it was also the day of Juno, which was the queen of the gods, and she was a big fan of...
This sounds like it's a matchmaking thing.
Marriage. Yeah. Unmarried women wrote their names on bits of paper, which were then tossed into a jar and chosen at random by unmarried men. The couples then paired up the remainder of the festival, which was around about 10 days, and then, if it worked, could remain married.
If it worked? What, so if what worked?
Spouse rental.
If the excuse me, if the relationship worked or the partnership worked, they could continue and actually be married.
Okay, maybe I'm weird, but that's actually kind of cool.
I was going to say, that sounds like a great idea. Like, you know, it's just like an intense, okay, everyone, like, who's still single, just try it out. And at the end of it, you might decide, I'm going to stay single.
Yeah.
Or you might be like, this is great.
Yeah.
Like, you know, in the end of the day, it's kind of random luck if you meet the person that's the one anyway. Yeah. So why not just draw names out of a hat?
You might just finish it off and go, I really appreciate my singledom now.
Yeah. Okay, so then the early Christians came along and spoiled everything.
Ugh.
And because, of course, at the end of the whole Lupercalia festival, there's a big feast and lots of sex because this is the pagans and they like to have sex.
Everybody likes to have sex except people who are asexual. Like, that's just a universal thing.
And it's a fantastic thing and let's just do it. And the Christians said, well, now we can't have blood sacrifices. That's just not on. And we certainly can't have all this rampant spanking.
They drink the blood of Christ.
I know, right? This rampant spanking, bonking and carrying on. It's undignified. So there were two martyrs called Valentine, killed on this day in different years, sometimes in the 3rd century, by Emperor Claudius.
Two martyrs
it was named Valentine.
Obviously unlucky and yet holy name.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so they decided, we'll give one of them, I don't know, maybe the second one, let's give them this day and we can have some sort of decorum. And okay, if you want to keep frolicking, then keep frolicking, but keep your clothes on.
And I remember it was so romantic because he was beaten almost to death with rocks and sticks and then had his head cut off.
Yeah. See, again, if you've been through a breakup, that sounds perfectly regular. Oh, dear.
So that's where basically it comes from, which is a pagan festival of fertility that was taken by the Christians and turned into a day of celebrating some
guy
really
getting, interesting,
having his head chopped off.
Because it was actually a day for single people, though.
Pretty much, yeah.
It wasn't
that's fascinating.
It was actually people who weren't in relationships trying them out. See, I could get behind that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that just sounds like a much fairer version of The Bachelor, kind of. Everybody gets somebody.
And everyone who's in a relationship appreciates it because they go, oh, I don't have to do the lottery this year.
Do they have to jump over the fire? I've heard that one too.
I think lots of pagans just like to jump over fires anyway.
I know, I do. It's exhilarating.
Yeah.
It is exhilarating.
Any excuse. Oh, take my clothes off and jump over a fire. You know.
But I suppose like one of the things I find curious is how different people do celebrate it because I was in a relationship last year on Valentine's Day and I had something similar where like I got candles out and like put them in the bathroom and stuff like that. And it wasn't didn't take a whole lot of time. It was also just be like, so I did this for you because I love you.
Yeah. It's that little, I remember when I was a baby pagan, I would use Valentine's Day as a day to like craft a spell to welcome love into my life. So it was kind of, and I didn't even know what the Lupercalia was at the time. It was just kind of like, I'm just going to create a spell because it's Valentine's Day and I'm going to make love come to me. It worked half the time. But, yeah, I like the fact that it was actually a day for singles and it's kind of like, okay, let's get together and put our bits together and see if it works. Doesn't work? Okay, cool. See ya. If it does work, woohoo.
It's great.
It's pretty nifty.
Stay together.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah. I do have the thing, though, where I recognize that a lot of people in the LGBTIQ community are in a position where it is actually sometimes really hard to get an ongoing relationship because there are various challenges about just finding a partner and keeping a partner. So I suppose that's just something I like to keep in mind, you know.
Exactly. I think this, it's going to cause different feelings for different people because love is a big deal, you know, whether, and the absence of it is felt at times as strongly as having it, if not more strongly. Mm. So I think, you know, this day kind of, it being about love does cause strong feelings in people, whether it's because of the absence of it or their desire for it or their frustration with it or their, you know, enjoyment of it and their, like, you know, and their worship of it in a lot of ways.
And it doesn't help that I think mainstream society has this ongoing message that, you know, being coupled is success and being single is failure. And that's a really poisonous idea, but it's everywhere.
Especially
if you're
a lady.
Oh, yeah. You're over 18 and not married, not hooked up yet.
I'm wasting my fertile years.
You're ticking away.
I do love this tradition that's come up in the last couple of years, maybe about 5 to 10 years of Galentine's Day. Of a group of single women that get together and just hang out. And
so that was from Parks and Rec.
That's from Parks and Rec. That's awesome.
So that was Leslie Knope tradition. Leslie Knope being the main star of Parks and Rec. Amy Palmer, it's a great show. It's very funny.
It's cool. It's funny.
If you want to watch a show about politics in America that doesn't make you feel really depressed, Parks and Rec. Just go back to that happy place and sit in it. And yeah, so I think she has it on Valentine on the 13th.
The 13th, I think it's an Eve thing.
Yeah, and so she like brings all of her lady friends around and tells them why she loves them and makes them all gift baskets and like crochets their faces onto pillows.
I wouldn't go that far, but
Leslie goes that far every time.
We've got a message in very quickly before we go to a break from Anthony.
Who's not here, he is overlooking Sydney Harbour in bed eating ice cream under the covers on V-Day. And he loves us.
He does love us. He said something else which we won't wrench on the radio, you naughty, naughty boy, Anthony.
Not that naughty, but...
It's not that kind of naughty, but
it's
still
naughty. Get
your
minds out of the gutter, everybody. We'll be back after this break. This is Triple Bypass on Joy.
Bringing you more of your community. Joy 94.9.
That's right. This is Joy 94.9 and you're listening to Triple Bypass and you just listened to I Know a Place by Muna. This is Triple Bypass. We're the bisexual show on Joy and I'm Ruby.
I'm Christina.
And I'm James.
And we're all bisexual.
Here on Valentine's Day, which we've been talking about the history of Valentine's Day, which involved apparently being whipped with bits of old goat and having sex with strangers.
And being beaten to death with rocks and stones.
Yep. And beheaded, because that's always fun to do
that
on Valentine's.
Well, the Christians brought that in. Before that, it was just the sex.
Yeah.
And the goats.
Oh, yeah. Lots of people lose their heads on Valentine's Day.
I see what you did there, James.
I do not approve. No, but I think, you know, we were talking before we went to that break about how obviously Valentine's Day can come with a whole different number of connotations for different people. So this song I Know a Place is actually about showing young people who are coming out queer-friendly clubs and how they are spaces that, you know, and often they can be the first spaces we really go to that are friendly.
Yeah.
And that, you know, we can express ourselves as we feel. And I feel like, you know, and you can also be with people who feel the same way. And I guess since, like, you know, we've been getting emails over the last few months, really, of people talking about how much they've enjoyed hearing the show, because it is like, you know, it's not something that they get to hear often, or hearing people who are bisexual just talk frequently about it. And it does, you know, it's that kind of reminder that the different, like, not all kinds of love get equal airtime, I guess.
Yeah.
You know. And so on this Valentine's Day, I suppose it's great that we can, in a way, as bisexuals, we've got to tackle the whole difficulty of not knowing what gender the person we're dating on Valentine's Day is going to be. Like, you know, guys do like flowers. I've been told this is actually, you know, guys love flowers.
I've bought guys flowers before.
Yeah.
I've been bought flowers.
Yeah. And chocolate.
By multiple genders of partners too. Mm.
See, I would think no matter what gender my partner was, I'd be like, can we wait until the 15th when they're all discounted? Because I'll get you three times as much.
Romantic and thrifty.
It's just about getting the chocolate, man. If you want to tell us how you celebrate Valentine's Day or don't, you can message us at 0427569949. You can email us at onair@joy.org.au. You can message us with the app, which is available on iTunes. Also, we're still running a competition to send people up to Mardi Gras. So if you make a donation of $5 or more to Joy, which you can do at joy.org.au, you can win an all-expenses-paid trip to Mardi Gras. So that's accommodation, flights, get to sit in the VIP Joy area, get to enjoy the festival, which is it's the big queer festival of, you know, it's called the Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras.
It's one of the big parties of the Australian calendar.
It's a big
party
of a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one parties like we do.
That's true.
That's just how it is.
And then you know what? It's just an environment. Yeah, it is called the Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. It is a queer Mardi Gras. Like my wife and I went last year and we marched for ACON. And what I love about, because this is the second time I've marched a Mardi Gras, what I love about it is just the huge wave of love and acceptance and joy
and glitter
and just this, like, this is our time and this is we're free to do and say and express our love however we want to, and that's just so empowering to be and also see.
Yeah, and what I love is that I've participated in pride marches in four different cities in two countries.
Yeah.
And five different cities, sorry. And
I've only done it in three, God.
But Mardi Gras it's got the best sort of party kind of atmosphere.
Yeah.
It's the one that really feels like a celebration. The others I've done have been great. Like it's all about, you know, there's that great sense of pride and solidarity and really celebrating. But Mardi Gras is just, it's such a party, and it's like it's the one that says, you know what? Being queer is fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And again, I think, you know, we don't often get to be completely surrounded by each other and, you know, be completely immersed in our community in the way that those big parties and pride marches really allow ourselves to be. And I think, you know, a part of me is like, is this what it feels like to be straight all the time, just to know everyone around you is, like, into the same thing?
Yeah.
You know, because it's such a heady feeling.
It is.
Like, really big rush.
But if you're straight and you want to be applauded just for walking down the street, you have to get very good at football.
Why isn't there straight pride? Every day.
Well, it's interesting too, then, given the background that Mardi Gras came from, which was a protest.
Mm.
The first hero.
Police brutality. Mm. Yeah, awfulness.
Still being protested at Mardi Gras in some countries, like in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. The first hero parade I went, which is the, I'm not sure if it's called the hero parade anymore, but it was in Auckland, which was the LGBTI. That was still kind of in its infancy, and it still felt like a bit dangerous in a way. Mm. Like we were proud, but it was that very protest proud.
There'll be consequences to this kind of thing.
Yeah. And this is only going back like 22 years or so. But Mardi Gras, it does feel now like this big, we're proud and it's awesome.
And it's funny because they all have validity. Because it's so great. Because some of them, it's a great reminder to say, yeah, in some places, even in Australia, but especially in a lot of other countries, it can be very dangerous to be, you know, visibly queer. But at the same time, it's great to have another event where you just say, you know what, I'm surrounded by love and acceptance, and that's fantastic too. And they're all good. They all have something worthwhile to say.
They're all empowering
to
our community, which I think is...
That being said, I wish they'd stop calling it gay and lesbian.
I mean, me too.
They took it away. I think you mentioned they that, did, James, that they renamed it Mardi Gras, and there was outcry. It's for the gays and lesbians. It's like, okay, bisexuals, trans, intersex people, we all exist.
Yep.
And we participate in your festivities. We organise. We are part of the community. You don't need to choose to deliberately exclude us.
They could call it the Rainbow Mardi Gras.
I mean, let's not forget that the person who is referred to as the mother of pride was an out and proud bisexual.
I think everyone forgets that.
Yeah.
Like, most people don't even know that.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. No, it's and I think that's always the flip side to these big events, isn't it? Because we have to listen to gay love a lot and, like, a lot of reference to gay marriage and, you know, the gay parade and it can just be that kind of constant battering down of, no, please, how loudly do we have to squeak before we get some grease on this wheel?
I think it's also, like, I was having a conversation about this with a friend of mine a couple of years ago, actually, particularly talking about the gender stuff that's been gender stuff, because I can use words and shit. but that, like, there are those of us who are in it every single day in which it's kind of second nature to us and it's the language that we use is because we need to use it because the people in our lives fit into these categories. The rest of the world is still struggling to catch up.
I have a bit of a story about that, which I'm definitely going to tell after this break. So we have a few more ads, another song coming up, which is a pretty lovely one. So stick around to hear that and to hear my story. This is Triple Bypass and you're on Joy.
Hi, this is Sam Smith and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
And you were just listening to She Keeps Me Warm by Mary Lambert.
And there isn't a dry eye in the house.
No. We were all having a bit of a sing-along just then.
That's right. Triple Bypass was in some nice harmonies going on. Mm. We're here and we're very queer on Joy 94.9. And we're the B, bringing the B in LGBTIQ.
That's right. Bringing the B.
I'm Ruby.
I'm Christina.
And I'm James.
We've been talking all things Valentine's, whether it's whipping people with goat hide as they used to do pre-Roman, or if it's... beheading people after you try to beat them to death, like the Christians.
Yep. Crazy Christians.
Whether it's going out for dinner with your partner and realizing all the restaurants are booked up, or it's sitting at home in your room being sad about the fact that the day is constantly reminding you that you are not in a couple, which is fine.
It is fine. Just also, it's a day for spending with your animals, because I find that Valentine's Day in the past, when I was single, was me and my cats and some chocolate.
Yeah.
And it was ace.
Actually, last year on Valentine's Day, I got a present. My dogs left me a dead bird.
Aww, that means love.
It does. It does. And yesterday, my cat went on a bit of a spree and brought two mice.
Wow.
She brought one and then she tried to, she headed into my room. I was like, no, not the room. So picked her up, went to the bathroom, came back. She was gone. The mouse was gone. Which is, I'm still not sure where she put it.
You'd be pleased to know that we apparently have a mouse plague coming. So one of my cats is a very keen mouser. So I'm expecting a few little presents myself.
Yeah. Well,
she came back in like 2 minutes later with another one. And again, beeline for the door. And it was open just a little bit. And she just shoved her way through. I was like, why in my room? Why?
Because she loves you. I remember when I was a kid, my cat went next door and hunted down and caught and then left on the back door, caterwauling as cats do when they bring you a present. It was a wild piece of chocolate cake.
Those are dangerous.
But she caught it good.
And rare.
It was subdued. It was subdued and it was chocolatey. And I was just like, you know me so well.
That's amazing.
That's the best Valentine's. It wasn't on Valentine's, unfortunately, but it's the best Valentine's present I've ever been given. My cat brings me a wild piece of chocolate cake.
We just got a message in. We have a donation alert from Susan in Reservoir.
Yay!
$20. Thank you, Susan. You've just entered the draw to get a all expenses paid trip to Mardi Gras in Sydney.
Mardi Gras!
Fantastic. It's very cool. You can also give us a donation if you want to check out joy.org.au. Follow the prompts. You can also sign up to be a member, or you can just message us for free on 0427 joy 949. Email us at onair@joy.org.au. You can find us on Facebook at Triple Bypass on Joy and on Twitter at Triple Bypass.
I just wanted to say thank you as well to Andrew McDougall, who was the person who nagged me last week and said, hey, why aren't you on Twitter yet? So Andrew, thank you for nagging us. We now are.
There was
for the nag.
No good reason, and Andrew, and you caught us out. You got us good. Yep.
And hey, when you're signing up for membership, it is totally okay if you want to put Triple Bypass down as your favourite show.
Totally okay.
Totally okay.
More than okay.
More okay with that.
Yeah. And one of us is your favourite presenter. I mean, that's fine too. That's, you know, don't be afraid. Step forward. Be proud of loving us.
Because we love you.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what we do. And because I am single on Valentine's Day, I hereby bequeath myself to all single people listening to the show on Valentine's Day. I'm your Valentine's Day now. Whether you like it or not, it's me. I expect chocolates by midnight or I'm coming to get you.
I'm going home with a cup of tea and some cats and my wife and we're going to sit there and watch The Walking Dead.
I'm going to shoot aliens and play Mass Effect.
Yeah, baby. Mm. Nice.
And the fun part of this game is that you do get a chance to romance with the aliens. So I'm currently getting on with a giant cat lizard guy.
Getting a bit of blue love.
I'm getting a bit of Garrus Vakarian. He's the new man in my life. Mm. He is a sniper. All about that sharp
man. Say, hey, girl.
He's adorable. He is adorable. I love Garrus. He's so sweet.
Video games.
They're nerding out right now.
Look, so not all of us have wives to go home to.
I go home to my StarCraft girlfriend, the Queen of Blades, sometimes, even I have a wife.
As you should. As you should. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to we will be going to a break again quite quickly just to get our final song out, which is a pretty nice one for today.
But, that is.
Look, it is. I think it's one of those days where whether you are celebrating it or resenting its absence, everyone's thinking about love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important because that's kind of what our community is really founded on, this idea that love is something that should be celebrated in all forms from everybody. Love is love is love is love is love.
Yeah.
And whether you're in love or whether you're not, love is still a part of your life.
Yeah. And you know, sorry.
No, you go ahead.
You go ahead.
One of you has to say something.
Well, I just wanted to say that to a large extent, the whole GLBTIQ community is defined by who we love and also who we are. But who we love is a big part of it. And I think it's good to think about that as well. It's like, yeah, who we love, we're sort of defined by who we love, which
and we fight there are worse for the right to love. Yeah, I think.
There are worse things to be defined by.
There is. What I was going to say is that if you don't have someone to love right now, it's okay. Like Ruby was saying before, is that sometimes it's this reminder that we're not in a partnership and we're kind of told every day through media and through all sorts of other methods that we should be in a partnership. You don't have to. In fact, it's better to be single than to be in a relationship with someone that you're not compatible with or who abuses you or who doesn't love you or you don't love.
Or if you're just sorting yourself out.
Even if you're just sorting yourself out. Being single is totally cool.
Or if you don't want to be in a relationship, you know, for all of our aces out there.
Yeah.
It's fine too. You know, I think that's one of the things that as I've gotten older, because I've been single on Valentine's Day a lot. I think I've only had one Valentine's Day where I had a partner who was actively here. And I can say, like, you can always really learn to appreciate your own company. And I think everyone needs to take that time to kind of get to know themselves and enjoy themselves and being maybe not, like, in love in that sense, but, you know, loving yourself. It's a big – and I think that's a part that our community is rallied around as well. We love ourselves in spite of everything that we're told.
Like why in a lot of ways, loving ourselves is an act of defiance and rebellion.
That's why we call it pride, because we're being told pretty constantly that we should be ashamed.
Yep.
That's right.
And we say, nah, love's great. Yep. There's literally nothing to be ashamed of. It's one of the best things in the world. It's whether it's the fact that I believe it's mostly a chemical reaction that is there to help us procreate, but it's still great
regardless,
when it happens.
Regardless of what it is, us bisexuals, we're twice as good at it than everybody else.
We're twice as good at loving. Yeah.
And look, more than twice, infinite times.
So many more times.
Like a couple of genders, you're good at loving. And, you know, also today is a day for those single people to take themselves out on a date, you know, romance themselves a little bit.
Buy yourself some chocolate.
Do a bit of work on the relationship with yourself.
Yeah, and you might get lucky. I mean, don't get weird about it. Don't tie yourself up beforehand or anything, but you might get lucky.
Unless you're into that.
Unless you really want to do that, and in which case, be safe.
And someone knows where you are.
Yeah.
And so, and that you, like, if you don't check in a certain amount of time. Anyway, just, yes. I'm just thinking about the logistics. Okay, we're going to go.
Welcome to Triple Bypass, please.
We'll be back to say goodbye in just a second, guys, but we've just got a few more ads and another great song, which is coming up next. So stay tuned for the very last few minutes of Triple Bypass on Joy.
The hottest event on the LGBTIQ calendar is the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras.
And this way it is. Through Joy.
I'm strong enough
to our Joy sponsors, Virgin Australia, who'll fly you there, Airbnb, who'll put you up for your stay, and GoGet, who'll drive you around in style.
Then have the time of your life celebrating the Mardi Gras Parade with a view money can't buy at the Joy 94.9 VIP broadcast.
An unforgettable experience you don't want to miss.
For a chance to win, donate $5 to Joy via joy.org.au.
Enter as many times as you like. There's no limits.
The more times you donate $5, the more chances you have to win.
But do it before Feb 17.
T's and C's apply. See joy.org.au.
The joy of summer.
The joy of Mardi Gras.
Joy 94.9.
Oh, that was fantastic. That is... Still going? No, it's over. Everyone is gay by A Great Big World. And we're just finishing up here at Triple Bypass. Just over now. Thank you so much for joining us, guys, on Valentine's Day. We're here for you. I'm Ruby.
I'm Christina.
And I'm James.
And we're going to be back next week.
We are.
Some combination of us
whether
and
we
Anthony.
Some of us, yeah.
But coming up next is Katie with Miss Chatelaine. So please stay tuned. There's some pretty sweet tunes coming up.
Yeah,
I'm very much looking forward to listening to it on my home. But anyway, so if you have enjoyed what we've been talking about, please reach out and let us know on Facebook at Triple Bypass on Joy. And you can contact us now at Twitter, which is Triple Bypass.
That's right.
So if there's something you want us to talk about on the show, let us know. But in the meantime, stay great, our dear friends. Thank you again for joining us. Please keep the messages coming in. We do love hearing from you and knowing that you're listening and that you find what we say interesting or not. Both work. This was Triple Bypass and you've been on Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.